This is a series about the Alleluia Community, an intentional Christian community in Augusta, Georgia. Intentional Christian communities are all over the world. They're full of people who have heard a clear call from God to join in unity with other Christians and live life together. In this series, you'll meet members of our community here in Augusta, Georgia, and find out what it means for people to hear this call from God and live life with other Christians. We hope their stories will inspire you and help you understand a little better what it means to live in Christian community and to follow that call. These are the Alleluia Stories.
Welcome to another episode of Alleluia Stories. I'm so glad you're with us today. I'm here with Mike and Betty Jones, and we're going to be talking about joining community. Thank you guys so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm curious, so you came to Alleluia Community a couple of years ago, and I want to hear the story of how you even discovered that the Alleluia Community existed and what made you open, you know, to looking further into it.
Well, we first heard of it from Pat Mungan, and he told us about it one weekend, and then I went home and I searched it up on the computer, and just was very pleased with what I was reading, which y'all had. I actually came to know about the Holy Spirit back in 1971 when it was the rave of the country, you know, with Full Gospel, Businessmen, and Women's Aglow. And so that's where my journey with the Holy Spirit came.
Yeah. So what have you been doing in the years since then? Because we have so many people who are part of Alleluia that joined in that season. Uh-huh. And you kind of were caught up in something similar, but didn't necessarily find your way to community, where you were part of small, like, prayer groups at a parish level?
Yes, we very small groups. And
okay.
I was involved with Women's Aglow, and so I had a community that way.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
Well, we were looking for community way back as far as 77. We were looking for a place to raise our children. That would be a good place to raise our children. And we tried out several different ones, and it just didn't seem to be a fit. And as time passed and our children grew up and moved out, the idea of community just kind of dissipated. But we heard about Alleluia, and we happened to be in town and called up and asked if we could visit with somebody. We spoke with Dan Almeter for a couple of hours, and that got us interested, and we came and visited a couple of times, and the desire for community was renewed. You know, we just saw the benefit for ourselves personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what has it, well, let me ask you this. What was it like to make such a big decision? Like, you know, you left where you were and I guess whatever community you were plugged into there and came here, was that a tough decision for you?
Well, for me, it was fairly easy. I think it was a little bit tougher for Betty, but she's a woman of God, and she saw that the Holy Spirit was leading us here, and she said, "Okay, let's go."
Yeah, how has life and community been for you since you've been
here?
Well,
when you hear the call of the Lord, then you can say, "Okay, I'll do what you want." But at first, He didn't give me that feeling to come, and but when He gave me the call, then it was very easy to say, "Okay, I'm with you, Lord. I want to go wherever you want, and I'll do that." And
yeah.
So now that I'm here, it's like each month, it's like, "Oh, can we put the balloons out?" You know, it's like, "Wow, we've been here another month."
That's awesome. What does it look like for you, Betty, to be part of the Alleluia Community, an intentional Christian community, and how does that impact your day-to-day life?
It impacts me so much because it's given me the permission, it's given me the liberty to be filled with the Spirit with other people around me, thinking the same way I think, having the freedom to pray in tongues when you're around one another, you know, or raise our hands or sing for maybe longer than just three songs, you know, just getting excited about God. And so now that I know all my neighbors here feel that way, it makes me really happy and secure.
That's wonderful. What about you, Mike?
Well, my growth in being pleased with the community, like I said, I initially was very interested in it, but I grew to love it even more. One of the reasons that I wanted to come here was because I wanted the support of brothers and sisters to help me grow in the Lord. I do much worse by myself than I do with others. And that's been fulfilled very, very, very well. And I'm just blessed by that. The opening to the ecumenical movement, the charismatic renewal, both of those things were just very top in my estimation of what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, what I felt called to be doing
yeah.
with the Lord.
Is it an easy life to be here?
Yes and no. I mean, it's easy in the sense that, again, we have all the support and the feeling of being fulfilled in what God is calling you to do. It's tough because it's work to grow in holiness. And it's, but that's why we came here, was to be what God wanted us to be so we could do what he wants us to do.
Amen. What advice or encouragement would you offer, Betty, somebody who is thinking about trying to be open to living in community?
Well, when I visit others and they ask me what's going on in my life, and I tell them, then I invite them to come. And I've invited several women to come to our women's retreat in the summer. You know, so that way they get a taste, they get a feeling of what's going on, and they just love it. I mean, they come and they go really filled.
Yeah. And Mike, one thing I've enjoyed is watching how plugged you are with the music ministry. Has that met a real need of a love of music for you?
It has. For a long time, I felt like I maybe had done everything God wanted me to do with music. I just kind of put it aside for a while. And recently, just prior to coming to the community, I felt the call to be more heavily involved with it, but found it difficult to find the right place and the right people to do it with. So this has been, yes, a very real answer to prayer and a calling from God to enter into what he's called me to do musically.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in a home in Key West, Florida, and my dad was a minister. And so I grew up learning about the Bible and loving church. And then, like I said, I got filled with found out about the Holy Spirit through others and began in that life. And so we have six children, and we've taken them with us from Key West to Texas to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. So we've been around.
Wow. Do you have anything to add? What about you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I'm so grateful that the Lord brought Betty into my life. I was a nominal Christian, and she really encouraged me to read the Bible and get close to the Lord. And it wasn't too long after we were married that I had a very, very powerful encounter with the Lord. And so that really was a great, great benefit to me to have Betty helping me do that. Yeah, we moved around a lot. We tried different communities. Back before I met Betty, I was just trying to make my way towards the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was my interest in life. And slowly but surely, the Lord transformed my music into contemporary Christian and then praise and worship at the end. And so I just have to say, one thing about the community, I'm just so grateful to be here. Just so grateful.
Yeah. We're grateful that you're here. I love that too, this idea of like God gives us gifts, and just because we say yes to God doesn't mean he closes these other doors for us. You know, in life and community, it offers lots of ways to use the gifts that God's given us, you know. Mm-hmm. So how do your kids feel about you belonging to community?
Well, our kids have really enjoyed it. I mean, the fact that we're here now. When I told them we were going to move, but none of your kids, we don't live there, you know. Well, I said, well, it's the, you know, the Masters is here, and we all love to golf, you know. So it's a pretty nice city. So they thought that was a good idea. So
yeah.
They felt comfortable with that. I'm not moving to Timbuktu.
If the Masters can be here, yeah. My mom and dad can. Do you guys have anything else you want to add for the interview?
Well, just our kids were initially a little bit skeptical because we had moved, done some radical things, trying to move into community earlier. One of my daughters said, didn't you guys try that before? And so it took them a little while before they felt comfortable. After we got here and we got settled in and they could see how much of a benefit it was, and they could see that we weren't chained here, we could come home and visit and things like that, it made a difference.
I think that's always important for family members to see, you know, because it can sound extreme, and I even have a hard time saying that because I live here and I'm like, it's just not that extreme, you know? I mean, it's radical in, you know, the desire to pursue holiness, but not in terms of, yeah, not being able to leave or, you know, anything like that. So, mm-hmm. Good. All right. Well, thank y'all so much for sharing your story. I know it encourages me as somebody who's here to see that God is still drawing people into this life. And, you know, it's a reminder to me of how this is a great place to grow in holiness. It's worth the effort. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Thank you, Mike and Betty Jones, so much for sharing your story. And we hope you'll join us again soon.
For more information on the Alleluia community, contact us at 1-800-YES-LORD and yeslord.com. Oh, we're